When it comes to end-of-life decisions, most people only know of burial and cremation. But there's another option gaining in popularity, and that is human composting. From the Delaware Desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more on rising interest in this natural funeral option that's driving more and more states across the U.S. to legalize the process of turning the human body into soil.
Jacqueline Reese Messina died of lung cancer in 2023. But she lives on as soil, nourishing the plants around her daughter's New Jersey home. Jamie Strasburger says after researching death care options for her mother, she found one she'd never heard of, human composting.
I said, "Would you like that?" And she goes, "So you can make me a tree? A magnolia tree, like the one in your backyard?" And I said, "Absolutely."
Traditional options like burial and cremation use fossil fuels and carcinogens. But human composting is gaining popularity as a more eco-friendly option. Human composting, or natural organic reduction, transforms people into soil after they die. The process uses heat and organic material like alfalfa, flowers, and sawdust to help break down the body. It takes about 30 to 60 days. Return Home, the company that took care of Jamie Strasburger's mom, Jacqueline, is headquartered in Washington State. She and her husband flew to the facility for her mother's laying-in ceremony, joining family there. Strasburger and her family were able to help prepare her mother for the pod, something she says would be taboo at conventional funeral homes. "It was an intimate experience," Strasburger says, washing her mother's body before it went into the vessel and filling the container with flowers, pictures, and letters.
"Why does it have to be such a dark thing? It's not. It's beautiful, and it should be respected and embraced, because by doing so, you open your heart to it."
Jacqueline returned to her daughter in New Jersey as 250 pounds of soil. Strasburger uses it to grow sunflowers, her mother's favorite flower. She also plans to plant a magnolia tree with the soil in the spring. Return Home CEO Micah Truman says human composting is an option people are craving.
"I think regardless of our political persuasion or age or race or geography, we want to kind of go back to the earth when we die, gently. It's just, we've never been given the option."
13 states currently allow human composting, including Delaware. The state rules regulating the practice were finalized in June. So people in states where it's not legal have to drive or fly their deceased family members to the few states with the facilities. Andrew Parcell is a Delaware funeral director and heads the state's Board of Funeral Services. He says people wanting to reduce their carbon footprint can be reluctant to choose human composting because of the greenhouse gases associated with air travel. Parcell says as companies open in other states, like Delaware, it will become more popular and more environmentally friendly.
"I think as a local facility becomes available, demand will increase. I mean, there's definitely some demand out there now, but I think it'll definitely increase in the future."
New Jersey lawmakers passed legislation legalizing human composting in the state. It's awaiting action by Governor Phil Murphy. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.